was a bit surreal, to be honest, Sean. After last year, it was just a, you know, battle all weekend, and then for to kind of end up the way it did in the second last stage with Donegan out, you know, it was it was a funny feeling, you know. It was just, you know, it was battle, and you were waiting to go down to the wire in that last stage, but unfortunately Donegan in the last corner of the second last stage, he slid off, and you know, we had to drive through the last one, so kind of it was nervy, to be honest with you. But that's a lovely feeling. It's great to get it again. It's surreal, to be honest.
Emotional, of course, too. At the end,
definitely it is. But you know, there's a lot of work going into the rally. Been preparing for quite a number of months, and you know, it's great for the team. I'm delighted for the team that they put in the big effort. I'm delighted for Donal and all the family as well. So.
And the rally this year compared to last year then, I mean, would you describe this as more exciting even?
Well, I suppose last year was very exciting as well, Sean. You know, we had an all-time low, first of all, by getting into the field, and then coming out, and it was the clawback, you know. And, you know, it was very exciting, 9.5 seconds to make up in the last stage, and to win it by 0.5 second was a very narrow margin. But this year, I suppose, you know, to be fighting toe-to-toe from day one, it was, you know, it was very, very exciting, you know, albeit there were a lot of pressure as well, you know, but we really enjoyed it, and I'm sure if Donal was here, he'd be saying the same today. Like, you know, it was a great battle, and we thoroughly enjoyed the event, you know.
Yeah, and it's great for the crowds, that, you know, to have the Donegal win too.
Well, that's it, and, you know, it, you know, that's what it's a competition at the end of the day, and, you know, more than Damien and Mac here, I mean, their battle was furious in the national category as well, and the R5 category was the same. I'm sure competitors and media, that they really had a field day all weekend. Like, I mean, it was something else. Like.
Yeah, and how would you describe it yourself, Donal, in terms of this year compared to last year?
This year was probably a bit different. Last year was, it was the excitement of your dream coming true to win Donegal International Rally. It was, you know, that only ever happened once. So this year was a bit different in that, as Manus alluded to there, last year we went into the field and a lot of the top fellas had gone out of the rally, so, you know, we were beating R5 cars and we came back and done it, and it was great and it was unbelievable. But this year to go and be in the race with the top fellas from the very, very start, and to come out on top of that race, probably made it a wee bit more special, I think.
Mm-hmm. Great support again.
Sure, it's great support when you're local. Sure, I'm from Milford and Manus is from Glenswilly, and sure, the two boys here, sure, we're battling against them for many a year as well, so it's great crowds out there all weekend.
Yeah, and I mean, Manus has referred to the team as well. I mean, we see the car and the driver and the yourself, the co-driver, but at the end of the day, there's a whole team behind this too.
Well, there's a whole team and our families. I'd like to say hello to my own wife and three kids who are driving back down to Dublin. We live in Dublin, and, you know, even last week I was up all weekend and away from them, so our families, you know, put up a lot with a lot. But behind the scenes then, we have a fellow, Paul Crumley, who looks after the whole thing, the logistics for us. But David McGinley's been working very hard with Manus behind the scenes, and, you know, having our game plan and getting all our heads right and, you know, coming up with a formula to try and go out and do it. So it's not just going out and getting into the car and doing it, you know, there's so much prep work and getting ready for it. So thankfully we came out on top. So
each day, go through each day for us and what it was like.
I suppose it's like anything. As Manus said, it's a competition, but it's a long competition. So it's like a football match was maybe 3/3, you know, rather than 2/2. And Friday was, you have to go very fast or you'll get left behind, but you also have to have in the back of your head that you have to get to the ramp on Sunday evening as well. So Friday was good. We were second on Friday. It was 11 seconds behind on Friday. Saturday was a very long day. It starts in the morning. There's 8 stages, and it's like almost like 2 rallies, because you do the two stages in the morning, then you repeat those stages, and then you've an hour service, and then you do 2 different stages and repeat them again in the afternoon, and you aren't back here to 7 o'clock maybe on Saturday night. And at the end of that, Donna had at half time, basically after 10 stages, Donna had won all the stages, but he was only 21 seconds ahead of us. So at half time he was well ahead, and we needed to win the second half. And
what were you saying to each other there when you're conscious of that space of time between you and the car in front, if you like? I mean, what are you saying to each other to encourage each other at that point?
Well, our game plan was to take each stage by stage and go as hard as we could in each stage, and once the stage was over, just focus on the next stage. So there wasn't much gain up running. It was just, you know, committing to the pace notes that we had made and try and get the best out of ourselves in the car. So yeah, thankfully it worked out.
Well, it worked out for two other guys as well who are with us today, Damien Gallagher and Mark Walsh, and congratulations to the two of you. Well done.
Thanks very much, Sean.
And Mark, chat to us, because he's very shy. Come into that mic. Don't be doing an oshing on me there now. I'm going to start with you just deliberately now.
Thanks very much.
Mark, talk to us about the weekend. What was it like for you? And congratulations.
Number one, it was a long weekend. And number two, it was a great weekend. But as Donal was saying, and Freddie, we had a bit of a plan too. Might have been probably differently, Donal and Manises, but the first part of the plan was to go out and do it in the first stage and put down a marker, and with a bit of luck we did that now, and it worked out well for us from there on. And we had a few battles that probably came from different places, and we had probably two battles that we knew they were coming, like, but we didn't know where they were coming from. But they were lining up everywhere on Saturday morning to come at us, and Sunday worked out a bit different. It's probably took the pressure off, as Damien says, it wasn't easy and suddenly found it very slow. And you're in a rally, it just doesn't make sense, but it worked out for us now, thank God.
Driving slow too.
Yeah, to try and win a rally.
To make sure that you get there. Well, Damien, we go back a long way. I mean, I haven't seen you for years, and of course, it's probably about 27 years ago when we first met. I think you were rallying then, weren't you?
I'm rallying that long now. I don't mind when I wasn't rallying, to be quite honest. Rallying a long time, Sean. I'm waiting a long time for this to come.
Yeah. What was it like for you?
Dream come through on so many levels. You know, it's really hard to describe. So much emotion yesterday evening. So much emotion yet. I thought I left this behind us 10 years ago in Donegal. We're in, I wouldn't say a similar position, but pretty close to the same kind of time, we're diving pretty much the same way to a point, but I thought I left behind that time and never get my chance to win it, but finally I've got there and I won it. But we just started the whole this year with a whole different approach to the thing. I realised that you just don't arrive on a powerful car and run down and go national rally. It's not done like that. And we had such a team, we were chatting about a team of people, we had a massive team of people behind us as well. I called a meeting with Mac and the boys back in January of this year, and kind of laid out on the table what my plan was for this year.
What was the plan?
To win the national rally. Started 6 months ago, really.
And what you're talking there about, having a different plan, you say you had to look at it completely differently. So what made the difference?
The first issue was myself. The first thing I had to do physically was get physically fitter. So I got my hands on a fitness instructor called Ethan McGill down the road down here. And Ethel basically put me through hell for 6 months, to be honest, but it worked.
What difference does that make, being physically fit when you're in a
physically
car?
Physically fit helps you mentally as well, but physically fit kicks in. You don't notice kicking into play really until Sunday, because generally it's a tiring job because you're constipating so much, as well as the physical diving of the car. But, physically it kicks in on Sunday whenever you start to slump and you get tired and, the hours just keep the hours in the seat at that stage, and you mentally go down then because of it. So because of that, because I trained so much up to it, it helped me, and like Sunday felt like Friday to me. I didn't feel in any way tired whatsoever yesterday. It kept my head really focused, and I had another man behind me as well, which was a man called John
Hiskins.
It's very hard to get a second name. Got my head in gear and kept my head in gear throughout the whole thing. So when I got them two pits put together at the start of the year, the boys, as always, stepped in behind me and believed everything that I told them I was going to do, and we carried it through for them, thank God.
So, really, getting fit for your brain, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting, because when you were chatting to me earlier on, Donal, you were going through the different stages and that, and I was thinking to myself, like, it must be very hard to keep up that momentum, you know, from the first day and the adrenaline. And I mean, naturally you're going to get tired. Naturally you can't stay the same and feel the same throughout the whole thing. So how do you know this physical fitness aspect? I mean, has he just put his finger on it there?
No, but you have to, Sean. You know, if you don't do what Damien said, you come Saturday or Sunday, you're going to get left behind, because you know you have to be fully focused and concentrating in every corner and every note. So, as a navigator, I have to be concentrating, but the drivers here especially have to take what myself and Mike tell them and put that into their head and down into their feet and into their hands. So.
Well, Leaf has been on already. Yeah, she has. She says, I'd like to say a massive congratulations to the four boys, Manus, Donal, Damien and Mac, particularly to Damien on his Donegal national victory. Very proud of him. He put absolutely everything into preparations. We knew he was physically and mentally 100% ready for the event, and he pulled it out of the bag at the weekend. Enjoy all the celebrations. Well deserved.
Thanks very much, Ian.
So she was tough.
She was. But good. Really good at her job.
So were you sort of at times saying, give me a break here?
I was, and, you know, John learned me to focus on different things. You know, there was times like where Aoife was pushing us to the point where I thought, I'm never going to manage this. Like, I'm never going to make up, get fitter. But I set goals for myself. I set pictures in my brain, what I was looking for and all the rest. And all that all comes to play when it comes when you're sitting there in the car and put it to good use.
So what were you visualising?
There's a picture in our house that was taken from Adam many years ago in Raleigh, and it's me with two hands in the air, and I always visualised it, and I started to use that picture training. I started to use that picture every way through. I kind of was aiming my own head before the physical stage start. I would do just a physical thing. I'd do it myself. I'd do a mental thing in my own head. Take a couple of good deep breaths and just really empty the mind and focus what I was going to do. And this picture came into my head every time, and it really carried me over the line, I must admit.
Believability, too.
Believability. I have to admit, to be honest, I was sceptical of this a couple of years ago. I never even thought I'd go on this approach at it, but I do genuinely believe if you set a realistic goal for yourself and put your mind to it, anything's achievable for anybody. Motorsport or anything else, any form, as far as I'm concerned now, if it's realistic, it's very achievable.
Yeah, it's knowing what's realistic, though.
Correct, yes. You have to be realistic with the thing. Like, and realistically, I still felt that it was within me and within Mac to be competitive enough. Obviously, we had the machinery, we had the team behind us, and I still believe that I could still do it, and we did.
And for you, Manus and Donal, Manus, you, you'd been there before, right? So you came across the line last year, both of you victorious. So before that, you hadn't sort of felt that feeling, that feeling of victory, like that sense, this particular win. Was that in your mind? Did that help this time?
Well, I suppose we won the national rally, just like Damien and Mac here back in 2015, and like that's the hardest rally to win.
Why is it the hardest?
It's just it's so competitive, Sean. The national section of the rally is so competitive, and you know, modified cars too. They're I suppose in the latter years they've got a lot more reliable than they were, but in past times I suppose I would say it would let Damien down a few times in the past, you know. It's an all out battle to win the national rally, and then to come in then last year, I suppose it's just you get the experience and you kind of I believe that, you know, when you won, you know, it's easier to win again. You know, you learn how to win. If that's, and maybe the boys can back that, but you know, it's just the experience, Sean. It does stand here. Like.
Yeah, you were just nodding your head, Mac. There,
it is the monkey off the back one. You know, we didn't have much experience at the one before this, but we knew it was on us, and I'm sure we can maybe pull a few more out.
Yeah, and you're always remembering defeats then, are you, or not winning? We go again, can't.
Yeah, that aspect does creep in, but it was another part of our rally this year that wasn't going to get into our head this year.
The roads in Fannad, ask Manus about this, were wet yesterday. Was this a bonus? Did it help?
It's very hard for me not to, for Fannad not to be my favourite stage now, anyway, I know that. But I think it was more the tyre choice, Sean, to be honest with you. We got through with a great time on it all together.
Yeah. Tyre choice is so important in all of these things. Yeah.
Very important.
And it's a gamble, isn't it?
It is, but like we had a great team out there as well, Sean. Like we had a weather crew, you know, and they were kind of, you know, the weather, the boys, you know, the weather was
changing.
Like it was wet and fanned, dry and planty drive. And wet or dry at the start of Glen, and then wet at the top of the hill, you know, so it was very hard to call, like, you know.
What was the tightest moment for you both? First of all, what was Manus the tightest moment for you?
I suppose yesterday morning going down into Fannad with slicks on, hard slick, and I mean we all got caught out in that, like everyone had a hard slick on, and like the stage, Sean, absolutely no confidence. Every time you get a couple of miles, you try the car again and see could you get a bit of heat on the tyres. You'd climb the hedge again, and you know, it was just your heart was in your mouth. But to get through that loop then and go out then and took the gamble, like the tire shots was a big, big gamble. And, you know, we left it to the crew out in the stages to kind of make the decision for us. And we went out and, like, the tire choice was right for Fannin, and obviously we took a big chunk of time, 17 seconds, but it was wrong then for the next two, you know, and unfortunately Donna was in a position where he had to go for it in the second last, and unfortunately it didn't work out in the last, probably the second last corner of the stage. You know, it was very unfortunate, but it was a bad place. And, you know, if he got through that and got to Glenn was bone dry, and I mean, it would have definitely went out of the way, or there's no two ways about it.
Manus, what was the heart in the mouth moment for you then?
Which one?
The biggest.
Probably Fannin the first time over. We had no real moments in the first 2 days, and we had probably six or seven in Fannin the first time over. Yeah. 20 kilometres of it, so Fannin.
What about you guys?
I'd say probably the final moment in my mind for the rally would have been second time over Ballyhale or Cairn Hill. You know, me and Mike talked about it coming out the first loop of them two stages on Saturday evening, and Kevin Galler, in fairness to him, put in some fantastic times in them two stages and broke into a 17 second lead with us, or over us. And me and Mike talked about it, but what are we going to do, and do we go to that level, which is going to be a complete crazy level, to try and match those times on it. And I don't actually remember if this decision was made or not, but I went into Ballyhale and I had my head thinking, right, you know, pump in one here, really draw down deep and see what we can do with them, you know. And I did, and I came off the end. I remember saying to Ossian, like, I was totally mentally drained, physically drained. It was absolutely everything I had in my body to do. And Kevin had a problem, and they had a chicane in there. And to me, it was a defining moment in the rally for me, my own mental state for the rally, and also obviously for a fight for the lead again. And went to Gartan after it and put a good time in Gartan. We took the whole thing back to within 0.6 a second for Sunday morning. So that'd be my defining moment for the event, I think.
You're all talking about the crowds this year, especially.
Yeah, massive. Absolutely massive.
Massive, Sean. Every corner you're in, every state you're on, you know, you go to, well, we're looking at the tire, you can see them just to the side of your eyes, just lined with people.
Yeah.
Well, it's fantastic. Let me see. Sean, you have to hand the two international winners, they deserve their brilliant win. My goodness, Manus, not only a skillful, intelligent driver, but a lovely, caring, modest man, credible, and a great team. There's certainly no doubt of his skill any time, but certainly proved it this time now. Not that he ever needed to prove it. Unbelievable, and great team. Nice.
Yeah.
Thanks very much.
Congratulations to Manus and co, to Damien and Mac, and Margaret Robinson. When's the party starting now? This is the
this is the start, isn't it?
This is the start. And congratulations, Manus, Donal, Mac and Damien, on a brilliant drive all weekend from Brian, Paula Boyle and family in Dunlow.
Thanks so much.
And to all the boys, especially Damien, couldn't happen to anybody better, from Sinead, Anne and Alex, well done.
Thanks very much.
And Damien, congratulations, especially, very proud of you. Put an absolutely great performance in here. So everyone's delighted for you.
Yeah.
Any words on the clown element? Small, thankfully, that turn up annually. Maybe a word from all of you on the clown element, if you like, that have been referred to. I mean, obviously there were quite a lot of arrests over the weekend as well. What do you say to the clown element? Have you anything to say to them or about them today? Maybe
they're just not welcome in Donegal, number one. And they're just not really welcome in Donegal for the rally. It's a thing that our motor club try to punch out every year, that they're basically not welcome, and they're not part of our motorsport, and we don't really need them.
I like it with Max says on, in fairness, it's to be fair, I suppose any sport, every sport has their clown element, unfortunately. But there's not really a place for them in our sport. They only spoil the sport for us. They give us a bad name. We try our very best to focus all our energy into what we do in the stages.
Yeah, it's a pity, because I know you asked me this question last year as well, I remember, Manus, you know, as there have been many people ringing in about problems, and it's a pity that has to be in your mindset, because that's not what you're about. But there are people out there, there are donutting everywhere and causing problems, a lot of arrests and all of that. I mean, you're not responsible for their behaviour, but again, it's very hard to know what to do.
And as Sean would, like, you know, as the boy says, there's no place for it at all, and we, like, and motorsport, I mean, and what it does is, like, Eamon McGee, clerk of the course, these boys know the work Eamon puts in right throughout the country, and he runs an absolutely brilliant rally every year, him and all his team, and, you know, these fellas coming and clowning about and doing what they're doing, they just make that job difficult for Eamon when he goes out there in the PR stages and, you know, set up the event, and, you know, it's just a real headache for him and the job that he does, and, you know, there's no place for it, and they don't see us at it, and, you know, we just condone it completely.
Chris Ashmore says your voice is holding up well. Only just. Only just.
You'll be getting no interviews tomorrow, aren't
you? So much shouting goes on in the car.
Depends what you're doing. If you're doing anything wrong or not.
Slipping back at school sometimes.
Is it? It's not too bad in fairness now. Like, you know, as I say, we prep ourselves pretty well for it. You know, okay, not him, Mike might be. Have the first up to the one side or something, but like you're
slapping the rest there again.
You have lots of shouting in your relationship.
Oh, he'll be about to the shouting in fairness. Just maybe if you've been over, like, there's a fine line between travelling the speeds we're travelling at and having it safe.
Yeah.
And then just that wee bit over the edge, you know, when it's he'll confide.
I can imagine that. Yeah. We can't go into it.
No, I know.
Might be two words involved in this. Uh-huh. And what about you two? How do you operate together? I mean, do you
very well? Obviously.
does there be a lot of?
No, there doesn't be. Sean, I think, you know,
just them two.
Well, I would say, in fairness to them two, that they it would be very rare that they'd be shouting to those boys. Very rare. How long is together?
Oh, 20 odd years.
He smiles a lot. This guy doesn't. Yeah,
Mike's a happy man.
Yeah.
So you have to stay calm to it, and shouting the ordinary. There's obviously something wrong.
Okay. Big thanks to all the hard-working marshals who took part in the rally over the weekend. You want to thank, I'm sure, all
definitely,
the...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, marshals, timekeepers, Eamon and his team, in fairness, and Manus touched on a bit earlier, but the effort they put on every year, they make a fantastic job of the rally. And also another word of thanks as well to followers of me and Mike and Manus and Donal. Well, I have people out there following me. I didn't realise that they were so interested in how well we were doing all the rest of the year, so thanks to each and every one of them. I mean, but a humongous amount of effort done behind us as regards supporting stages and waving at us and all the rest, so it's all noticed and all thanked.
Okay, the Keyring Flosser, who's raising funds for the Donegal Hospice Smiley ID, says thanks to Manus and Donal for the photo. And well done, Manus and Donal. Fantastic from Christopher, Margaret, Brian, Clara, Aisling, Ella and Cahir as well. And well done to Manus and Donal from the Carberry family in Maharlask. And who else? Oh, there's a whole load. Congratulations from Paul Gallagher on your victory, to the boys on their victory. And well done, Mac and Damien and Manus and Donal. Congratulations from Mac's sister, Natasha, Shane, Finn, Ellie and Lily. They're thanking everyone, by the way. I'm just going through these quickly because there's so many. And from everyone at the Uptown Cafe as well, best wishes and congratulations to Manus and Donal. And so say all of us. What a weekend.
What a weekend, is right. One I won't forget for a long time, Sean, I can tell you.
One of the best moments of
absolutely,
your life.
Absolutely, without doubt. No question about that. That's a big one.
Proper Donegal weekend.
Yeah. Thanks. A quick word as well. Thanks again. Sometimes I forget about them. I don't mean to, but it just leaves my head. Every single one of the sponsors around my car, without it, that would not happen. So thanks to each and every one of you. You all know who you are.
I'll second that as well, Sean. Definitely, Phyllis' sponsors stuck with me again this year, and without them, definitely couldn't happen.
Well, listen, see the next day, is it a big downer initially? Or because, you know, you've been high for 3 days. Like, it must be, a bit of a downer, do you?
I used to be terrible, and I mean terrible, these boys know. I don't know, I think last year...
that's when you're losing as well, you don't
well,
win.
That's it, you see. And,
you have to learn to take both, you know.
Yeah, that's the one. Then you go partying then, and that doesn't help it either. Like, I know, I suppose it's just, you know, especially when it finishes in a high like this, you know, for ourselves and for the men and Mike, it's very hard to be down after it,
anyway.
Anyway, listen.
Maybe Wednesday or Thursday, we'll see you.
Okay, well, listen, well done. Congratulations, and I'd like to wish him all well with the party and the...
We were to thanks there for Oisin too over the weekend, you know. It's, yeah. It is our motor club, so such a job for Oisin, like, and Highland here themselves is just phenomenal. Yeah. We know what he puts on, like.
Fair pity. Can I say one thing? Last year after the rally, I stepped away and a good friend of ours, Gareth Doherty, sat in the car and he took my seat and he did a very good job and he was a big part of this and entering a few months ago. And I changed my mind to get the seat back again. and doing that, I took his dream away from him, so he could have been sitting here. So I just want to thank Gareth again.
Okay.
Well done, though.
Good man.
Well, listen, congratulations. The party is in...
We're for Larkins and I, Lance, you Larkins sponsor us.
Cheers.
Anybody wants to come to the
board? I'm sure there will be lots of different sponsors. Well,
I'm sure there will be a meeting them all run on the one.
And to everybody who participated.
Oh, definitely. Sure, anybody wants first, second or third on this event, classwise or anything else, believe you me, today they definitely appreciate everybody for it. It's a tough, really tough 3 days.
A finish for anybody in this rally is a result. Like.
Yeah, definitely.
I think I've upset a down otter. You're a bit of a clown yourself, Sean.
Well, good man, Sean.